one single faded rose in his hand, tears streaming down his eye. There, with his legs in braces, standing up, face full of tears, he began to pull the petals from the rose and drop it on that grave. He began to speak to his mother, and he said, "This faded rose is all I have to give. Mother, I tried to give you flowers every now and then." He said, "If I had $1 million, I'd line your grave with gold. But that wouldn't bring you back, wake you from your sleep."
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those you that have peace in your home? Right now. You that have the unknown sickness? Right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Somebody in the hospital room waiting to be operated on. Somebody don't know what the problem is. Somebody standing there saying, doctor, doctor.
And may the Lord bless and keep all of my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia.
The miracle, oh Lord.
Miracle, miracle. Right. Call a friend.
Call
a neighbor, my friends. You know, some right now have trouble in that home. Some have trouble on that job. Some say, well, Rev, if I had my financial situation together, I'd be all right. You know, some right now have problems with that body. Been to the doctor and, oh, my God, trying to figure out how to stop some of these sicknesses. Yes, my friends, those of you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, those of you that have that problem with diabetes, yes, you, sir, that have that problem with that nature on vacation, yes, you right now that have that problem with that kidney. You know, back in the days of old friends, there used to be someone that could always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back boarded, steeped, and straighted, so that they can go back off into the woods, or to the fields the next day. Yes, my friend, some say, well, Rev, I have so many pills in my medicine cabinet, I don't have room for my toothpaste. Some of you right now, my friends, have been trying to get rid of that arthritis and that gout. Some of you, my friends, have been dealing with so many different ways and still have not seen success. If I cannot help you through the power of God, I'll show enough to God will not harm you. Yes, you, my friends, that have that court case pending and you know it does not look good. You, my friends, that have that situation on that job to where there's no peace on that job, no success. You that have no peace in that home. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, my friends, we've been around for a mighty long time and glad to be with you here on another year, my friends, here in your area, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, asking you, my friends, not to give up, no matter what it is, when it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way for God's children that are in need. Again, friends, write that telephone number down. That's 404-212-2444. Yes, you that are dealing with unnatural problems. Some say witchcraft and voodoo. Some say right now I have trouble with those that are throwing that stone and hiding that hand. Those that are throwing those stumbling blocks right there in front of you. Those that are praying against you right there in your very own area. Friends, write that telephone number down. And those of you that are writing, my friends, get your pencils and your paper ready, my friends. Oh my God, after this testimonial here, I'm going to give you that mailing address. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. My friends, when you write, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a very special prayer cloth, and a cross for you to keep with you to pray over those situations throughout these days that we're facing. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. You might know someone that's trying to come off of drugs and have been going through it. You might know someone that have been different places, even yourself, trying to overcome those situations, and it seems that Satan has beaten you to the doorknob. My friends, don't give up. Oh, good God. My friends, again, when you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Write that number down, friends. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number.
You've been here, you've seen a change in your home.
Yes, I've seen a tremendous change since I come to see you, Reverend Gregory, there. And the Lord have fixed things. I used to have no peace in my home. used to be down and out all the time. Sometimes I wonder now since I come to him how things change so quick, you know. The law can change anything he wants to, I guess.
You said one time there's so much hell raising in that house, you had to stand outside and sing to yourself.
That's right. Sometimes I didn't even want to go home. You know, that's mighty, mighty bad.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, tell me, would you suggest anybody else that had a problem?
I'd suggest anybody that's got a family problem, any kind of problem, come to Reverend Gregor. I think he can straighten them out there. It won't take him all the way to do it, him alone together.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, my friends. You know, sometimes we see situations around that takes us where we are taking a boat and don't know what to do. Don't know whether to give up or just stand and cry. You know, my friends, if you feel forsaken, I'm going to show you. You can turn it around. You can receive that salvation through that light, and all you have to do is keep that prayer in your heart. But right now, I'm going to ask that you join us for 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies, my friends, for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on that radio. Lay your hand on that Bible. Hold your friends' hands as we do before we leave town to visit different places. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart.
For God is in the miracle blessing business, for there is no failure in God.